Hey everyone, welcome back to my page called Moldus After Cerebralism of You. And today I'm going to tell you about the development and social action which is necessary in social work. Like according to Ruth Mann, he told on 1968, like there are three models of community organization and which are social planning model. Or you can say like locality development and social action. Like through community organization aims at mobilizing the community. And it is the group that actually that doesn't much of the work. So according to the group setting, there is an ideal access point for most community members to engage in social action. So when you look in small group, which maximize opportunities for participation and in the process of discussion or analysis by the raising decision making and planning furtherly. Then he said that before every event held in the community, smaller meetings are held for a variety of purposes, including action research, or leading training, executive decision making, or some kind of strategic analysis. That time, the community education requirement and action planning are just get by negotiating or lobbying or doing an evaluation. So this task turned largely in group determined to large extent the success or failure of the community organization process. As you know that the group work groups are divided into various parts, like there are mainly two types. First is a treatment group, or you can call like tasks performing by group in doing kind of treatment or providing some kind of first aid. And number two is a task group, which includes community and councils. So going to describe first like treatment group that consists of personality development groups and education groups also. Like it support groups by some theories or therapy. And the second number is the task group, which includes committees and councils, where the main purpose of task are to accomplish that task or program that has been entrusted to it. So social action group belong to category of task groups, and it usually consists of small number of members who may belong to the community or are outsiders of the community, or it may be both. So they take up an issue that they identify as having an adverse effect on the well-being and as well of the members of the community. Afterwards, they identify the causative factors that lead to the problem, and after that institution practice and values that cause the problem are identified. So the agent can be the government itself or a government department, or maybe police, industrialized, or some social groups. And that time the organization whose action or inaction has led to the problem, that many times in the combination of factors that lead to the problems, that after going to the government inaction invariably contributes to the problem. So the action group believes that the problem can be alleviated if people unite and challenge the powerful and force them to act in public interest. So when people participate in the process of decision making and thereby gain mastery over their lives is called an empowerment. So as long we say like empowerment is a process in which people first understand the reality power and structure around it. Afterwards, they understand the interconnection between the social structure and how it controls their lives. Like Pablo Fries calls this process as concientization. And when they have to get rework on their images, that time they must stop seeing themselves as passive and powerless. So they must being seen themselves as agents of social transformation. So when you see that social action groups are formed on the basis of some criteria like or some kind of process, like there are some neighborhood process or community process, or it also include geographical conditions like people living in close proximity, since they live close by, they are likely to have the same problems and are more importantly share a common identity. That time the common concerns like housing or public utilities, that share environmental issues, are then taken by the action group. And also sometimes the community members are part of just a formal organization like a resident welfare association or any kind of community-based organization. Again and again, they often commits are formed within their organization to deal with the authorities, like getting another type of groups is based on the particular issue, such as you can just involve in this, such as women rights or Dalit rights, or you can include in this tribal rights also, and the consumer awareness and rights and the land rights. So I hope you must understand about the development and the social action after listening this episode. So thank you.